Hey y'all, and welcome back. It's your girl Kiafa with another episode. Today is more of a chill day, so the topic could be pretty much anything today. I'm kind of just freestyling it. But first, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. I actually have a few people that have committed to being a monthly supporter. Look at God. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this, as podcasting is something, you know, new to me. Well, I won't say new. I started a podcast, I'd say like in 2015, and I did it for a little while, and I didn't have as much audience out there as I do now. So I just want you guys to know that I really appreciate you taking the time out just to listen to what a young woman has to say. So yeah, let's get this thing started. As you may or may not know, I am a singer, a songwriter, performer, vocal arranger, house singer. I'm just an overall creative, and I said this episode was the topic could really pretty much be anything, but something just came to my mind, and it's so funny because today I chose to take a day to just rest, right? I have a small business, and well, normally I say a small for now business, but it's actually growing, so it's not so small anymore. And I work from home, and it requires a lot of creativity from me. So I'm always having to think of new things to create, but I'm also having to stay abreast of different processes, different techniques, different supplies, different machines, the different holidays, the different awareness months. I have to stay, you know, abreast of many different things because, you know, the market is saturated and a lot of us do the same things, you know, in the arena that I happen to be playing in. So I have to be on top of my stuff. And although I love it, it can be very tiresome. It can be very draining. It can be discouraging sometimes. Sales are low. Sales are booming to the point where you're wondering what you got yourself into. And you could be all over the place. And you have the people that are saying you need to get a real job because they don't realize that I just made $3,000 in 5 minutes. But they just see me at home working in my pajamas, drinking my hot cocoa, and listening to my music. You know, so there's a lot that comes with being a business owner, a full-time business owner, slash self-employed, slash, you know, working from home and all this. So today was one of those days where I said, you know what? I'm going to do absolutely nothing. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. There was a time in my life where I used to feel bad about sitting still because, you know, a lot of people feel like if you're sitting still, you just ain't doing absolutely, you ain't doing nothing. But what they don't realize is you're sitting still because you've done so much and you are always doing everything. You know, they don't see that part. They just see that you're just sitting down for a few minutes. You know what I mean? So today was a day I said I'm gonna do nothing, and that's exactly what I did today. Excuse me, you guys, I had a phone call. So anyway, I said all that to say, back in, I believe it was 2017, I was at a live recording, and I started feeling some weird feeling in my stomach, and to be honest with you, I thought it was gas. So I'm doing jumping jacks in between recordings, I'm doing squats, and I'm just moving around, I'm massaging my stomach, and just doing all these things in between takes. And as the night went on, you know, we're standing up recording. Then after a while, I'm like, well, can I just sit down? Can you guys, you know, regroup the microphone? And then eventually I'm laying on the couch and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, this gas is just weird. And I'm, you know, I had bought all these snacks for us to eat while we're recording, and I didn't eat any because I didn't feel right. That was on a Friday night. So by the time the session was over, I had taken my son with me, my youngest son, and it was about maybe a 30, 40 minute drive. And this whole time I'm driving, my son was asleep when we left, when we're leaving, going home. I was so uncomfortable, but I was so scared to wake my son up and tell him how uncomfortable I was while driving. I just prayed all the way home. And by the time I got home, I said, you know what, I'm going to go to the emergency room in the morning, and I'm going to go home and go to sleep, because it was late. It might have been like 1 or 2 in the morning. I said, I'm going to go to the hospital, you know, to the emergency room, to see what's going on. So that next morning, which was Saturday, I get up, I go to the ER, and they ran some tests. And next thing you know, I'm waiting in the waiting room, like, you know, what's taking so long? What are the results of the test? And they're like, oh, you know what, man, we're going to admit you. And I'm like, admit me for what? And they're like, well, you know, we saw a couple of things on your, they did an ultrasound, they did x-rays. And they're like, you know, we saw a couple of things. And long story short, they admitted me into the hospital. And it turned into me being in the hospital probably for almost a month, maybe 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, if I remember correctly. And I had to have an emergency surgery, and they removed my gallbladder. And I had really no knowledge of what the gallbladder does. I've never really, you know, looked into, you know, why do we even have it? What is it for? But, you know, a situation like that will cause you to do a little exploring. And so after the surgery, you know, when I'm at home recovering, I started to look on YouTube and, you know, WebMD to see what it was, and found out that I was actually having symptoms of a bad gallbladder, but I was doing too much to sit down and realize I was having symptoms of something. So as I'm, you know, doing all this research, I'm like, dang, I felt that. Like, I just thought it was, you thought it was nothing, but I'm on the go. I got to keep going. I got to keep moving. I got to keep moving. I got to keep moving. And during my recovery time, that was the hardest thing for me, because I'm laying up in the hospital. Now, mind you, I'm a singer. I'm a performer. I'm a house singer. I'm always singing. I'm singing here, singing there, recording. And I had to sit back and basically just look at social media and look at Instagram and watch everybody else keep living while I'm sitting in the hospital, you know. And one of the things that my doctor said, it was coincidence, my doctor's name was Dr. Singer. And I was like, gosh, just rub it in, Lord. And basically he said, you know, you have to take time for yourself, and listen to your body, watch your body, know your body, so that if you are having symptoms of something, you can catch it, or you can just even acknowledge it, you know, like you'll know that something's off. And sometimes we get so caught up in doing and, you know, trying to be productive and, you know, not prove the naysayers correct. Well, you ain't doing nothing. You're just sitting around. You know, it's all these things going on, and you're trying to prove it to yourself. You're trying to prove it to other people. And in the meantime, your body is like, please slow down. I need you to slow down. I need you to stop. You know, so all these things just really came to my head right before I started this podcast. And I'm like, you know what, that might be a good subject to touch on, because most of the people that I know and that I work with, we're constantly moving. You know, we're always talking about self-care, self-care, self-care. And we're the last ones to really take time to care for self, because we are entertainers. We are here for the people. And, you know, somebody needs me. They need to hear my testimony. They need to, you know, and all that's wonderful and all that's great. But if we're no good, then we can't do what it is that we were put here to do. You know what I mean? So you have to take time for yourself. And on that note, I'm going to take a really quick break, and I'll be right back. I hope you guys are enjoying our talk today. Be right back. All right, everybody, I am back. And again, I just want to thank everybody that's out there that has chosen to listen and,
chime in to my podcast, where I'm just here to put a little pain where it ain't, you know what I mean? And spreading love and light and laughter while doing it. And sometimes a little listen here, okay? Where I get down into some deep truths up in this piece. Yes, you gotta get that truth out. They say the truth will set you free. So, also, for those of you that have chosen and committed to becoming a monthly supporter, oh my goodness, that was so exciting for me when I received that notification. I'm like, okay, so people are really out here listening. So I'm going to do everything in my power to bring to you some good conversations, some laughs, and we might even shed a couple of tears every now and then. It's all good, but I just want to grow with you. I want us to grow together so we can become better as we go through this thing called life, okay? So on that note, I'm going to head out of here. Thank you so much for listening, and please, 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 whatever you do and whatever you're doing, make sure you take time for yourself. Please, self-care is the best care, and do it unapologetically. Be able to say no without giving any explanations. Let your no's be no and your yes's be yes. And if anybody has a problem with it or a question about it, that is none of your business. You understand what I'm saying? So take care of yourself, because the reflection in your mirror is number one. And that's not being selfish. That's just caring for yourself. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day or evening, wherever you are listening from. Enjoy your time on this earth. Love yourself. Love one another. Be beautiful. Be awesome. But most of all, please don't ever forget to be you. All right. Until we meet again. Blessings.